Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our friend Matt Verderam over at Sports Illustrated recovers all things NFL. Matt, first things first, I don't think there's enough buzz on this Chiefs-Bills game. I feel like it must be, I think there might be a little bit of a Chiefs fatigue. You think so?
Well, I guess it depends on how you look at it. NFL and CBS is treating it like college game day. They're going to be up there for the game.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's national. It's literally on every television in America. So, I would say to your point, I think enough people maybe have realized that, like, this game's not just some full-blown referendum on either one of these teams. Like,
yes.
Whoever loses this game, not one serious person is going to sit there and go, well, that's it then. That team can't win in January. Like, and whoever wins, it doesn't mean that they're just some unbelievable, overwhelming, prohibitive favorite. To me, the only thing in this game that could really come out of it, if the Chiefs win, they're essentially the number one seed.
Yep.
And then the conversation, as you guys well know, nationally, locally, everywhere, is going to turn to, can they go undefeated? That would be to me, if the Chiefs win, that is the dominant storyline coming out of the game.
Well, because the problem is, and the reason why that'll be the biggest storyline is, they will be the number one seed. I mean, mathematically, yes. It would almost be impossible unless you think the Steelers are winning 15 games.
Yeah,
I don't think that's the case, because all of us, if they beat the Bills, are giving them at least two straight wins against the Panthers and Raiders. So, like, we're already in our heads, like, well, they're 12-0. I mean, so what's five more games, right?
Yeah, and I think, look, if you really run down their schedule going forward, and, like, they got to get through the Bills game, they got to win that game. But if you look at their schedule, like you said, Panthers, Raiders on Black Friday, and then they have the Chargers on a Sunday night at home, which is not an easy game. I think most people would expect them to win, but
yeah,
it's not easy. Then they go play the Browns, who are an atrocity. And then you come home on December 21st, a Saturday, against Houston. And that game, like, quite frankly, looks easier by the week. Houston has not played well for a huge stretch of time. Then you go to Pittsburgh on Christmas. That might be the game. That might be the game that you look at and go, the Steelers might be playing for their lives or for the division. It's a short week. It's on the road. The Steelers can take advantage of the Chiefs' tackle issues. Like, maybe that's the game. I keep thinking of a scenario, like, what if the Chiefs go to Pittsburgh at 15-0? But obviously, at that point, they have everything wrapped up. Would they sit all their players on Christmas Day on the NFL's Netflix premiere and just say, we don't care, enjoy the ratings, have fun, and play Carson Wentz? I don't think so, but that would be incredible.
So part of me thinks no, but then also I go back to that final game of the season last year where Travis Kelce sits. And I'll be honest, I think the three-peat is more important to this team than the undefeated. It's like, had they not won the Super Bowl the year before, I think everyone plays. But because they've won two Super Bowls in a row, Matt, in a lot of ways, that makes me more convinced they'll, like, pull in the reins a little bit.
I've gone back and forth on this. And look, maybe it's a moot point. Maybe they lose in Buffalo, and that's
we don't have
fine.
To think
it's
about
done.
It. Yeah.
Right, nobody cares anymore. But there's a part of me, the overriding part of me says, if they get to 14-0, 15-0, I think guys like Mahomes and Kelce and Chris Jones are going to be like, look, we could go undefeated and three-peat, and we are the greatest team of all time, and nobody can argue it. Like, that is such an unbelievable combination. Like, I think there'd be a part of them, if Andy decided to yank the starters, I don't think they'd get, like, I don't think there'd be, like, a mutiny. Like, I think they'd understand it. I also think there'd be a part of them that would be like, I can't believe this is going to end like this. So, I don't know. But then, look, there are other fascinating parts. Somebody who's a member of mine on my podcast sent a question I thought was really interesting. Like, let's say they're not, let's say they're 16-0 and they go to Denver. And if Denver wins that game, they're in the playoffs and the Bengals aren't. Like, do the Chiefs just lay down in that game to keep the Bengals out of the play? There's just so many scenarios, but obviously they got to get past Buffalo first, and this is by far the hardest game left on the schedule.
How big of it? So over the next four games, do you think that they lose a game because Harrison Butker's out?
They could, maybe the Buffalo game. I don't think any of the other games. There's no way they're losing. If they lose to Carolina or the Raiders, it's not because they didn't have a kicker.
Yeah.
Like, it's because of a catastrophic meltdown. The Chargers game, maybe. The Chargers, I actually have a lot of respect for them. They can't score. Like, I just don't think that game, the Chargers, if you look at the six teams they've beaten this year, they're like the six worst teams in football.
They play like a Big Ten basketball team, man. I hate watching their games.
Yeah, and it's like, if you look at the Chiefs against the Chargers, and you're like, if the Chiefs get to 20, this is over. Like, I just don't see any world where the Chiefs are going to lose that game if they score 20 points. I think the game would be this week where, look, these games are always tight. They're always like, it could come down to the Chiefs driving last minute down two, and they got to kick a 48-yard field goal to win it. Like, this would be the game. If they get past this game, no, I don't think the next 3 weeks afterwards. Like, if they lost, to me, it's because they just didn't play well. It's not because they didn't have Harrison Butker.
Spent a lot of time talking about the Chiefs injuries, and we can spend a little bit more time on that in just a minute. But the Bills, it reports, Sean McDermott just talked. He says Dalton Kincaid will be out against the Chiefs this Sunday. Amari Cooper will be listed as questionable. We know they already ruled out Keon Coleman, especially because the Chiefs had tied in. Dalton Kincaid missing for this game feels significant.
It's very significant. If you go back and watch the film of the divisional game, the Chiefs doubled Dalton Kincaid almost in target. But they were more concerned about him than they were about Diggs. Now, part of that was they had Snead and McDuffie, and they could just feel like they'd go one-on-one. With Kincaid out and Coleman out, my guess is in this game you're going to see McDuffie on secure the entire game. They're just going to try to take him out of the equation, and then I think you're probably going to get all those doubles on Cooper. Because the rest of the offense, really, look, they throw to the back sometimes, but Cook, while he's a very good player, he's not an overly dynamic receiver. Like, I don't think they're going to win the game because of Cook. Although I will note, Cook, the last time these two teams played in the regular season, had like 80-some-odd yards receiving.
Yeah.
So that is a note. I expect the Chiefs to, double Cooper on third down, play man-to-man with McDuffie and Shakir. There is a world where maybe they play Connor inside on Shakir. They put McDuffie on Cooper, and they just say, look, if Shakir has six catches for 60 yards, we don't care. Like, he's not going to beat us that way. But Kincaid not being there, it changes the equation in the sense, I think now the Chiefs can deploy players that would have had to worry about Kincaid to stopping the run, to playing James Cook and coming out of the back. Like, I think it's a domino effect. So, yeah, him not being there, that offense between him and Coleman, it's a lot less scary than it normally would be.
Look, I'm not trying to nitpick, at least, because I understand people do this with the Chiefs, but I've got six games on the Chiefs schedule where they beat a team with a winning record. So I guess, what do you think about Buffalo? I look at their record. They beat Arizona. That team has a winning record. Their other wins are against Miami, losing record, Jacksonville, losing record, New York, Tennessee, Seattle, Miami, Indianapolis. There's not a team above 500,
right,
except for one win week one of the season. So what do you actually think of the Bills? Are they good?
I think they're good. I don't think they're great. Like, I've been telling people all week when I've done spots like this, I'm wrong all the time. Like, that's just part of being in this business.
Sure.
But one thing, for whatever reason, every time Allen and Mahomes have played against each other, I've picked this game right. Every time. I don't know why. Whatever it may be, it's just a matchup. I don't know. I think the Chiefs match up really well in this game with Buffalo. I haven't felt like that in past years in the regular season because I've always felt like the Bills are going to run the ball against Kansas City. And it becomes this Allen's downhill and Cook's downhill, or, Singletary in previous years. If the Bills can't run the ball in this game, I feel like they just have a big problem, especially now with Kincaid out. Like, I just don't see them being able to, you know, Allen's a freak. I mean, he's going to make three or four throws in the game that you just go, hey, man,
take
great
your
throw.
Loss. Yeah.
Great play. But that's not going to consistently move a team down the field. They've got to be able to stay on schedule and run. And my suspicion is Spagnuolo is going to put, you know, seven guys in the box the entire game. And so you're not going to run. You're not going to do it. But to your point, look, I think the Bills, they've proven over the years they're a good team. I don't think they're as good as they've been in years past. I think they're capable of winning this game. I think if the Chiefs saw them in the playoffs, even in Kansas City, you'd have your antennas up because they could definitely win. But I think if the Chiefs play well on Sunday, they're just better. I think they'll win the game.
Would you be surprised if it's anyone outside of Chiefs, Bills, or Ravens who are in the AFC for the Super Bowl?
Yes, I'd be shocked. I respect Pittsburgh and what they're doing. I just don't think they've got the offense to get there. Houston is kind of that wild card because
they've only scored 9 more points this year than Pittsburgh, by the way.
Yeah, I know. I don't know, Cody, how much you've gotten to watch them. Like, they can't block anybody. I mean, they're
on the line.
Brutal. Everybody keeps talking nationally. Like, well, Stroud's kind of having a regression. I'm like, well, yeah, have you seen the games? I mean, nobody can block. You know, and Diggs being out, now it's like you double Collins when he's back, and I don't know what else they can really do. Like, yes, I think, I'll be perfectly honest with you, I don't even think Baltimore has that great of a shot to get to the Super Bowl. I think it's probably Kansas City. It could be Buffalo. Baltimore, the problem I have with Baltimore, I've given this stat 1,000 times. Baltimore is giving up more passing yards per game this year than the Chiefs are giving up total yards. I mean, that's impossible.
Yes.
That's impossible. Baltimore is dead last. And like, you know it as well as I do. In the playoffs, they're going to face Mahomes and Allen and maybe Burrow and Herbert and Stroud. Like, you're not winning 3 games in a row with that pass defense against those teams. Like, somebody is eventually just going to say, hey, we scored 38. Good luck.
In a lot of ways, both them and the Bengals, Matt, remind me of like the 2018 Chiefs where you're like, yes. Well, yeah, I'm glad you're putting up a lot of great stats. It's probably because you can't stop anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes, like, I one of my favorite stats this year right now is actually about Kansas City. The Chiefs have the least amount of drives of any offense in football. It's not even close. Like, it's 89 drives this year, which is, nobody else has less than like 92 or 93. And yet the Chiefs are 9th in plays run this season. They just brutally and efficiently kill you. Like, they just, we're going to get 4 yards running the ball every time we run the ball, and we're going to be ultra efficient on third down. And the Ravens are like the polar opposite of that. The Ravens are like, look, we're going to score constantly. But it's because we have to be so unbelievably aggressive because our defense can't do anything. And I just, in the playoffs, that doesn't work. History says you're going to fail. Like, if they play Kansas City, you're not scoring 38 points like Kansas City. You're not. Like, you're going to score, I don't know, 24 maybe.
In a good week, yeah.
And you're not going to win. Like, Mahomes, if they get into a playoff game, let's face it, Mahomes is going to throw for 350 in that game because he's going to be like, look, we need to. We're going to do it. We're going to go 5 wide. We're not even going to try to run the ball. And we're just going to throw and throw and throw and throw. And there's nothing you're doing about it. You can't stop it. And, you know, look, we've also seen this movie with Baltimore for years where they get in there and Lamar, who has been unbelievable. If I had a vote for MVP, he would be my vote. But, like, we've seen playoff Lamar forever, and it doesn't match up with regular season Lamar. I think the problem with them is their best asset is how they run the ball. And in the playoffs, if they get down 17-7, they can't run the ball anymore because they can't stop anyone. So I think it's Kansas City or Buffalo. And obviously, look, the Chiefs are in the pole position.
Quickly on the NFC side, since that game was good for 3 quarters last night, Eagles are for real now, right? I mean, Saquon Barkley just changed the way they look on offense from last year.
Listen, their weapons are great. Defensively, you know, Fangio's got them kind of molding into what he wants. And Vic Fangio's been a great coach for, you know, decades in the NFL. The question I have with Philadelphia is very, very simple. Does Sirianni just murder them in a playoff game?
Yeah.
Like, if I'm Detroit, right? Like, I think everybody can agree Detroit's probably the best team in the NFC. If I'm the Lions, I don't want any part of Philly. Because you could just have a game with them where Brown's going nuts and Smith is going nuts and Goddard has 85 yards on 8 catches and they're running all over. Like, the Lions could just have a game against a team like Philly where Philly just scores 40 points. Like, it is absolutely in play. The problem is you could also have a game where Philly has 430 yards of offense and 10 points because Sirianni went for it on 4th and 8 at the 11. Like, that's the fear. But, you know, the Eagles, listen, they have talent. Like, they could have days where they wipe the floor with you.
Matt Verderam, you can catch his work over at Sports Illustrated or go subscribe to the Matt Verderam Show over on Patreon. Matt, appreciate the time as always. We'll catch you again soon.
You got it, anytime.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.